Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to see each one. The Lord will bless us this evening, I'm sure.
大家晚上好，也是他确定了今天晚上主会赐福给我们每一个人。
So let's, as we begin, I'm just going to ask our brother Roy if he would just give thanks and pray, ask the Lord's blessing upon us this evening. Will you do that for us, please, Roy?
Yes, sir. 所以在开始之前呢，我们来做一个开场祷告。 So, Father, we thank you this evening. We thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for Eric Peterson. He is our speaker tonight. Father, we pray that you will speak through him. We pray that your Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and help us. Help us understand, help us to obey. And so, Father, bless us all, bless Eric Peterson, and as we commit ourselves and everything into your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Roy, and it's good to see each one here this evening. And of course, Roy may have explained to you that that I'm taking Harold's place this evening because he's traveling. He told me, phoned me up just a few minutes ago to tell me that he will be home shortly and will join us on Zoom, Lord willing.
Yeah, 大家晚上好，那个刚才呢，若隐可能跟你们已经讲过了，其实呢，他今天是带Harold的课，Harold的，因为他是去到那个奥克拉根，就是一个营，圣经营地，昨天讲过了，他今天呢，就在回来的路上，在回来路上呢，他刚才呢，也跟他打过电话，给我打个电话，就说呢，他可能很快就到家，到家以后呢，
他会上座吗？来和大家打个招呼。Well, this evening, what I thought I'd do is look at a word, the word that's often found in the Bible and specifically in the gospel or in the book of Romans.
今天呢，我们大家要看一个词，这个词呢，在那个圣经里经常会看到，特别是在罗马书里。
That word is the word justification.
所以这个那个字呢，就叫说是称义。
It's a very important concept for us to grab, to get hold of, to make it our own.
所以这个呢，就是这个称义呢，对我们来说是一个非常重要的一个概念。这个概念呢，就是说呢，我们能够抓住这个概念，然后把它据为己用，这是非常好的一个事情。Now
you're going to have to use your Bibles this evening, because we're going to turn to quite a number of scriptures in order to complete this study.
所以呢，你应该呢，就是说呢，把你的圣经放在手边，因为我们要翻几本来圣经里的书，这样呢，就来完成我们这样的学习。So
for our introduction, let's turn to the book of Romans, the first chapter.
所以呢，我们作为介绍，大家先翻到罗马书的第一章。And
we'll read verses 16 and 17.
我们要读第16节和第17节。
This is the, you might say, the overall view of the whole of the book of Romans are these two verses.
你可以这么去考虑，这两节经文呢，就是整个那个罗马书的一个概览。
And the Paul is, the Gospel of Romans, or the book of Romans, I should say, is the explanation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个呢，使徒保罗写的这个罗马书呢，他基本上是去解释那个主耶稣基督的福音。So
let's read these two first verses, verse 16 and 17.
我们现在把第十六节罗马书第一章第十六节第十七节读一下。
Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it, that is in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
你看读的是罗马书第一章第十六、第十七节，真正接受我不以基督的福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。Now,
in English, the word justification is a big word. I don't know what it's like in Chinese. Maybe, Roy, you can tell me if it is or not.
In Chinese, just very simple two characters.
Oh.
Just like 称义. Just
make it. And is it, so do you get the full, meaning of the word justification then in those two characters?
Yes, we all understand that because we just, righteousness in God's eyes.
That's what it means? Righteousness in God's eyes. Is that what it means in Chinese? Like a literal translation?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, tell them that I was interested in how the Chinese translation worked. Righteousness in God's eyes. How lovely.
所以这个里面呢，就是刚才他讲那个称义，称义呢，他说那都不知道中文是怎么翻译，因为在英文里这个称义呢是一个大的一个词，但是我们在中文里呢，说是呢那个称义呢，其实就是两个词。 刚才我跟他讲了，他觉得呢，我是说呢，基本的意思是我们在神眼里呢是义人，所以这样的意思呢就是比较简单一点，所以他对这个非常感兴趣。Well,
that is a very good definition. Another way of saying justification is righteousness in God's eyes. It's an easy concept to grasp when it's stated that way.
所以这个呢，其实也是另外一个方式来证明，就是说称义。称义实际上呢，就是说在神的眼里看我们为义人，实际上一个很简单的方法来理解这个字。So,
doctrine of justification carries right through the book of Romans.
所以这个呢，这种称义的这种教义呢，其实一直贯穿着整个罗马书。Paul
uses it in a number of different connections.
所以呢，使得保罗用了不同的几方面的这样的一个联系。But
first, I want to comment that the doctrine of justification was the great theme of the Reformation.
所以呢，我们也呢，要是在这里呢，跟大家讲的这个称义呢，它是一个，就是说那个参考里面的一个重大的一个概念。The
church at that time was ruled by what we call the Catholic Church, and there was much in that their doctrine that taught that you had to pay money, you had to follow what the priest said. There was much of the gospels was obscured by the doctrine that was being taught at that time.
天主教统治的这个年代呢，实际上呢，就说呢，教会你说呢，你要得救，你要去付一些钱，你要去做一些事情。所以这个呢，其实在那个时候，教会你所做的一些事情，它其实那种教义就是跟现在的是完全不一样。
And Martin Luther, who was a priest of the Roman Catholic Church, read his Bible and came to understand that salvation was not by works, but by faith alone.
这个呢，当时的马丁路德，马丁路德呢，他是当时的一个神父，神父呢，他呢，其实他自己去学习圣经，自己研究圣经以后呢，他研究出来得出这样的结论，那个救恩呢，只是出于信，而不是由于你所做的工作可以获得。And
so he started the reformation whereby men and women began to read their Bibles, and many, many were saved as they understood this great doctrine of justification by faith.
这个呢，其实呢，马丁路德他就用这个，他去推荐给别人，推荐给别人，然后呢，很多人呢，通过他这样的一个理念呢，很多的人都得救了。得救的这个理念，实际上就是说。
Now, justification is the true foundation on which of the believer stands.
所以这个称义呢，是一个伟大的一个基石，就是说所有的那个信徒们都可以站立在上面的。
Man has no righteousness of his own. That's an illusion.
所以这个呢，人在他自己里呢，完全没有任何的义，这就是一个表现出来的。Here's
God's assessment of man's righteousness. We read it in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6.
所以呢，我们可以翻到。 以赛亚书的第64章，以赛亚书第64章的6节，这一节经文告诉我们，人的义在神的眼里是什么？It
reads, "But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away."
第六节说呢，我们都像不洁净的物，所有的义都像污秽的破布，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。Now,
men think that they can be righteous, that we have some righteousness, even if it's just a little. Men have this an illusion that they can be somehow righteous before God.
所以这个呢，人呢，他认为呢，他们自己呢总是会有一点点的义，就算是说一点点的，那也是义，所以他们可以把这个义呢展示在神面前。But
God declares, when He looks at man, a holy, righteous God, when He looks at man, He sees that all their righteousnesses are like really filthy rags.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说呢，神他从他的眼里，神是一个公义的、圣洁的神，他看我们人的，就算你那一点点的义呢，所有的义都像污秽的破布。Now
the question might be then, how can a man be just before God?
所以呢，这样的问题是一个人怎么能够在神面前称义呢？
That was Bildad's question in Job chapter 25 and verse 4. If you turn there, we'll read that for us, for ourselves.
所以这个里面大家可以翻到约伯记的第25章第4节，这里跟我们讲明了，就是人的义是什么。
So Job chapter 25, starting to read at verse 4, he says, "How then can a man be righteous before God, or how can he be pure who's born of a woman?"
这个里面第四节说，这样在神面前人怎能称义？妇人所生的怎能洁净？
He says in verse 5, "Even if the moon does not shine and the stars are not even pure in his sight, how much less man who is a maggot, a son of man who is a worm.
这个里面第五节第六节继续说看了，在神眼前月亮也无光亮，众星也不纯洁，何况人呢？不过是虫，何况人的儿子呢？不过是蛆。
Now, mankind thinking that they can be righteous before God in some way, they don't understand two things. They don't understand the holiness of God, and they don't know the depth of the wickedness of their own heart.
所以这个人呢，他呢，他总是就是说以为自己在神面前呢可以是义的，可以起码是有一点点义，但是他们就不明白两件事。第一件呢，就是神的圣洁；第二件呢，就是人心的邪恶。
Now, just having our sins forgiven is not justification.
所以我们的罪就得赦免呢，这不光光这个不能说是称义。
I'll just repeat that again. Having our sins forgiven is not justification. Justification is more.
所以呢，我再重复一遍，这个那个我们的罪得赦免，并不是等于我们称义了。称义比这还有更多的东西。
A simple illustration of this.is a person who had been found guilty of a certain crime, could receive a pardon from the governor. But that doesn't mean that they are justified or declared righteous.
所以这个里面呢，我呢举个例子，举个例子呢，一个人呢，他呢就是说呢，他犯了某一项罪，他的罪呢已经是被确定了，但是他却得到了那个统治者的当时统治者的原谅。这个原谅了以后呢，并不等于他就称义了，并不等于呢他就是个义人。
Just because, the person had received, a pardon and had been forgiven their sin, they still were in their hearts. They knew that they had committed that crime.
就算他们呢接受了这个对方的原谅，原谅呢其实呢在他的内心里呢他仍然知道他犯了那项罪行。
But God, when he justifies someone,He declares them righteous. In other words, they need not feel any guilt whatsoever.
但是呢，神呢，他呢，就说让一个人称义，他就说是他，就是称他为义人。他这个人呢，不再会因他的那些罪而去愧疚了。
Oh, God can declare a person righteous.Because the sacrifice that Christ made has fully met God's claims against the person who offended God by sinning.
所以这个呢，神可以称这些人为义人呢，是因为那个我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上所做的这样的献祭，献祭呢，完全的付了这样的赎价，就是说人他从因为悖逆神所犯的这样的罪。
Now first Peter chapter 3 and verse 18.
所以呢我们来看到彼得前书第三章的第十八节，大家可以翻到彼得前书第三章第十八节。
We read, for Christ also suffered once for sins.The just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
这个里面第十八节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要带我们到神面前。
So therefore, on that basis, God can forgive us our sins, but, justification goes beyond this.
所以从这个里面讲呢，神呢，他可以饶恕我们的罪，但是呢，称义呢，还要走得更远一点。
Second Corinthians and chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章，大家可以翻到林后第五章。
And verse 21.
第二十一节。
We read, that for he, God, made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
这个哥林多后书第五章第二十节说呢，神使那不知罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
That work of the Lord Jesus, whereby he was made sin, that is, our sin was imputed or placed upon Christ so that it's completely removed, so that when God declares us righteous, it's as if we had never sinned.
所以呢，这个里面所讲到的意思呢，就是说是那个神让主耶稣基督为我们成为罪，就是说主耶稣基督的工作，工作他所完成的工作呢，就是说把我们的罪呢归到他的身上，归到他的身上呢，神呢就审判了，审判了以后呢，这样呢就等于我们再也没有犯过以前的罪一样。
Now, this concept of imputation or to place upon, that God imputed our sin to Jesus so he could impute his righteousness to us. Very important.
这个概念呢，这个概念叫做输入。他们说呢，神把我们的罪呢输入到主耶稣身上，就是说把我们罪放在他身上，这样呢，神同样呢也可以把他的义输入到我们里面。这是一个非常重要的一个概念。So
this is a judicial act of God.
所以这个呢，其实是犹太人的他们的一种行为。
And it's, so when God put all our sins on his son, he was the sin offering at the cross. And during that mysterious 3 hours of darkness, God laid our sin on him. He transferred our sin on him. He was made sin, as we read.
这个里面呢，就是说呢，当神把我们所有的罪都放在那我们的主耶稣基督身上，他在十字架的时候，他在那里一个奥秘的那神秘的那3个小时里面呢，实际上呢，神是审判了这所有的罪，就是说呢，我们的罪呢都归到他的身上。这里讲到的呢，是主耶稣基督那不知道罪的成为了罪。
Therefore, God can now, because our sin has disappeared in that sense, that our sin was transferred to the Lord Jesus.
So, 通过这个方式呢，就是我们的罪呢就不见了。我们不罪，它不是说不见了，它从我们身上呢没有了，它被转移到我们的主耶稣基督身上去了。
Now we might say, well, where is our sin?
对，你可能会问, 那我们的罪去哪里呢?
The scripture says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
所以呢，这个罪呢，就是圣经告诉我们，这个罪远离我们，就像东和西，它永远碰不到一起一样，远到那种程度。所以呢，是我们的罪远远的远离了我们。In
other places, it says he cast them into the deepest sea.
有个地方说呢，把它扔到了那海洋的深处去了。There's,
they can never be found.
对，你永远找不到。And
therefore, God, looks at us as perfect in Christ, and then he can impute or he can transfer his righteousness to our account.
因为这样呢，神呢，他看见我们呢，在主，在基督里面，我们是纯洁的，所以这样呢，他可以把他的公义呢，就是输入到我们里面来。
Now let us turn back to the book of Romans, because Paul continues through that book to give us a number of angles, we might say, of this, of justification.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
我们现在可以回到罗马书，罗马书呢，实际上呢，是保罗他从不同的地方，你可以从这样去说，他从不同的角度来看待我们称义这件事情。The
first scripture we'll look at, we'll continue through, is Romans chapter 3, verse 24.
所以第一个节经我们要看的是，大家可以翻到罗马书的第三章。 第三章的第二十四节，罗马书三章二十四节。
And he says here, for, or being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
第二十四节说呢，如今却蒙他的恩，因着在基督耶稣里的救赎，就白白的称义。
So we here we read, we've been justified by grace.
在这里我们也看到了，我们是因为他的恩典，我们才称义的。Justified
by grace, because God's justice has been satisfied, God's love can become active, because he loves the sinner. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. But now, because of the fact that sin has been removed, the great barrier has been gone, God can now be active in his love, and in grace, he can justify the sinner.
这个呢，我们是因神的恩典称义的，因神的恩典称义呢，这样呢，就是说神的公义的这个要求呢，得到了满足，得了满足以后呢，神的爱就可以开始在我们身上行动了，因为神他爱我们，神是恨罪，但是他却爱罪人，神呢，他爱我们恨罪，所以呢，这样呢，通过这样的一个称义呢。 称义呢，让我们的罪就没有了。没有了以后呢，这个我们和神之间的这个障碍就被移除了。障碍被移除了呢，以后呢，神就可以通过行动来爱我们。所以我们是因着神的恩典而称义的。God
is, God is not only a God of righteousness and holiness who hates sin, but he's a God of love and grace and mercy.
所以那神呢，他不仅仅是那样一个圣洁的、公义的神，他恨罪，但是呢，他也是爱我们，就是因为他有那样的恩典和怜悯，所以他也同样是一个有爱的神。But
instead of putting us away as sinners, he put his own son away in his love and grace.
所以呢，他本来是应该把我们推开的，但是他就没那么做，他是按照他自己的恩典和怜悯呢，把他的爱子给推开了。God
is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
所以神呢，不愿一人成能，他愿人人得救，愿人人悔改。And
so he's provided this means by which man might be restored to him. And in his grace, he can now forgive that sinner, and in grace, he can justify him before the throne of God.
所以那神呢，他借着他的恩典呢，他可以用这种方式把人呢带到他的面前，然后呢，把人带到他的面前以后，他又让人呢称义，称义以后呢，这样人可以。 借着神的恩典和怜悯呢，回到神的面前呢，神就可以继续去爱他们。So
his holy righteous throne of justice is satisfied. So his now he in his heart of love can come out to the sinner and reach out and justify.
所以他的那个神的那个圣洁的公义的那个宝座呢，他现在呢可以得到了满足，得了满足后，然后呢，神内心的爱，他就可以啊，倾倒在我们这些罪人身上。
So he can justify by grace, but there is a responsibility that man must receive that offer of grace.
所以呢，神借着他的恩典呢，他可以把公义赐给我们。但是呢，我们人应该做到那一部分呢，我们的那一部分就是要去接受神给我们的这样的恩典和公义。
Look at verse 22.
你看看第22节。
This righteousness that is offered, he says, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to, notice this carefully, to all and on all who believe, for there's no difference.
借着耶稣基督的信心，你要注意这一点，它是加给一切相信的人，是加给一切所有相信的人，是没有分别的。This
offer of justification it's offered to everyone in the world.
所以这样的公义呢，其实是说是他提供给每一个人，在世界上的每一个人的。That
the death of Christ was the death of God himself, we might say. And that is an infinite sacrifice, an infinite cost that God can offer up an infinite number of justifications to everyone. It's to all, everyone.
所以这样的主的耶稣基督这样的献祭，他其实是让所有的人，他因为他这个范围是无限的，所以他是针对所有的人，就是没有限制这样的恩典，这样的公义可以提供给每一个人，就是所有的人。Notice
again that righteousness is offered to all, an infinite invitation.
所以这个呢，公义呢，它是提供给所有的人的，是一个无限的邀请函。
But notice the next phrase, it says, and on all, that justification only comes on all who believe. There is a condition there.
所以这样你要看到呢，这里是有一个条件的，这个条件呢，是加给一切的，一切的意思就是所有的，这个条件是什么？这必须要相信，所以是加给只有加给相信的人。
Just because the offer of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death was infinite, doesn't mean to say that everyone is saved and going to be justified.
所以这个里面呢，因为主耶稣基督的死呢，它是无限的，它给无限的，这并不证明就是每一个人呢都可以就得救了，也不是说证明每一个人呢都会称义。
There's a qualification there. There must be faith, must be exercised. The sinner must believe that God will do as he says in order to be justified.
所以这个里面呢，它就是有一个你必须去有一个资格的认证，你必须去合格。合格呢，就是说呢，这些罪人呢，他必须去相信，他必须去实践他的信心。 他必须去相信神所说的，神一定会去做，这样呢，以便他可以在神眼里称义。Again,
we use the example of the man that's been convicted of some type of crime, who has been pardoned.
因为我们刚才讲到的呢，就是说一些人呢，他呢，就是说犯了某样的刑事罪，然后呢，他被赦免了，被原谅了。And
I read recently about a man, who had committed a murder.
最近我听到一个人呢，他是犯了谋杀罪。
And he was sentenced to death for the murder.
因为他谋杀，所以呢被判处了死刑。
And the governor of that state in the United States, he commuted the death sentence so the man would not die.
所以呢，这个呢，就是在美国，这是在美国的那个州里，那个州的州长呢，因为他呢签署的那个赦免令，所以这个死刑犯呢就不必去死了。But
the man refused that. He refused the offer that was made to him.
所以这个罪犯呢，死刑犯他就拒绝呢，获得这样的赦免。And
the same thing could be if a pardon was refused by a lesser crime, that maybe some governor had pardoned a prisoner and he was offered his freedom, but he could refuse.
这样的事情它是会发生的，发生的就是说呢，就是说一个人呢，如果他的罪呢得到了原谅，得到了饶恕，得到了赦免，就像一个罪犯那个州长可以去赦免州里的死刑犯的，但是呢，这个接受的就是这个人他可以去拒绝这样的赦免。So
many people in the world, they hear the gospel of the grace of God, but they refuse to believe God.
所以呢，很多人呢，就是在世界上的人呢，他们接受呢，接着神的恩典呢，接受了神恩典的福音，但是呢，他们却拒绝去相信神。And
anyone who refuses God's offer to be justified is going to have to suffer the consequences, which is eternal separation from God.
所以每个人的拒绝呢，神这样给他们的义的这样的人呢，他们必须为此而承担后果。他们所要承担的后果呢，就是与神永远的分离。And
their condemnation will be because they refused God's offer of mercy.
所以呢，他们定他们的罪呢，是因为他们拒绝呢神提供的这样的就是赦免他们的罪。
So the condition to receive the righteousness of God is by faith.
所以呢，就是说呢，这个条件，你是接受神的义的条件呢，是你要有信心。
Turn with me as we continue through the book of Romans to chapter 4 and verses 3 to 5.
因为我们大家继续把罗马书呢，翻到第四章，第四章呢，我们要从读到第三节到第五节。
And we read there, for what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness.
因为这第三节讲的，罗马书第四章第三节，因为经文上说什么呢？亚伯拉罕信神，就算为他的义，做功德的工价不算恩典，那是该得的；唯有不做功德，只信称为。 只信称不敬虔之人为义的神，他的信心就算为义了。So,
we, not only are we justified by grace, in chapter 3 we read that we're justified by faith.
所以呢，这不光光是说我们在第三节里读到了，我们是称义是因为信心，我们称义同样是因为我们的恩典。And
then, it's not of works, he says here in verse 4.
在第四节里讲的，这里不是因为是做工。
If you give someone a present, you don't expect them to say, well, I will pay you for it, or I will work for it.
所以呢，如果你给一个人送一个礼物，你并不指望他会说呢，我会付钱给你，我会工作来去赚的这个礼物。
When we give a present, we give a present because we do so out of desire to show love to someone that we love very much.
所以这个呢，我们给人送一个礼物呢，就是说是要显示我们的内心呢，就是说我们有多爱我们要送礼的那个人。
Now that is if we have a pure motive in giving.
所以这样呢，我们就有一个那个纯洁的动机来给他。
And God has the purest motives of all in his giving.
所以神当他赐给我们东西的时候，他的那个动机呢，那就是比所有的都要纯洁。
And there's no works that we can perform that can make up for the crimes we've committed against God.
所以我们不能靠我们自己做任何的工作去抵消我们对着神所犯的罪。
In Ephesians chapter 2, in verse 8, we read, For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
因为在以弗所书第二章里头，当然呢，我们是因信称义，因信称义呢是出乎恩，本乎恩，而不是出于你自己的工作，这样呢，以免有任何人可以吹嘘。
But Paul has some other things to say about justification in this book of Romans.
所以呢，使徒保罗还有另外的一些事，在罗马书里要讲到关于称义的。
We read, we've already covered justified by grace, justified by faith. Now let's look at Romans chapter 4 and verse 25, where it reads, we've been justified by his Jesus' resurrection.
所以呢，我们已经在前面学到了，我们的是因神的恩典称义，因信称义。那么我们现在要来到罗马书第四章的第二十五节，第四章二十五节，使徒保罗同样告诉我们说，是我们因着主耶稣基督的复活而称义的。
Now we'll read from verse 22.
我们从第二十二节开始读罗马书四章。
It continues the thought here in chapter 4 of Abraham being justified by faith alone.
所以这里呢，他是继续在前面我们学到的那个亚伯拉罕呢，他是也是因为信而称义的，所以这个是接着他那个来讲的。
And so Paul continues his argument in verse 22 and says, And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. That is, his faith was accounted to him for righteousness.
所以呢，使徒保罗实际上在这里呢，他的论点呢，就是说呢，因为他信，所以就算他为义了，就是因为他的信心，就算他为义。
And so, we read in verse 23, Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification.
实际上这第二三节继续说呢，算为他义的这句话不是单为他写的，也是为我们将来被算为义之人写的，就是我们这些信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。耶稣被交给人是因为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
In verse 25, we have that phrase, He was delivered up because of our offenses. That is, He put away our sin.
这里在第二十五节读到的呢，就是主耶稣被交给人是因为我们的过犯。这里呢，就是说讲到的，刚才讲到的是我们被就是已经拿去的罪。
But He was raised again because of our justification.
所以呢，他复活呢，是为了叫我们称义。
That is, his resurrection is the assurance that God was satisfied that the sacrifice was sufficient.
所以呢，主耶稣基督复活呢，就是因为神他很满意那个主耶稣基督所做的献祭呢是足够的。
And so the resurrection, in other words, is proof that the sacrifice Jesus made has been accepted by God.
所以这个呢复活呢是另外一个意义上讲的，就是主耶稣基督他所做的献祭是被神悦了。So
that we, it's further proof for us as well.
所以这个同样呢是也给我们一个证明。And
it, because we are therefore justified when we see the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are justified by putting our faith in him.
因为这个因为我们相信主耶稣基督的复活，所以我们称义呢，是因为我们的信心在基督里，所以我们称义。There's
nothing left to be done.
所以呢，没有剩下的，还没做完的。The
price has been paid, the sacrifice has been given, the blood has been shed, and the Lord Jesus has been risen from the dead as proof that our faith is valid.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，那个工价代价已经被付上了，那个祭也被献上了，那主耶稣基督的宝血也流了。所以这样呢，主耶稣基督的复活呢，证明了他所这样的做的一切的献祭呢，已经完全做完了，被神悦了，我们呢就可以称义了。Now
continue on in the book of Romans to chapter 5.
我们可以继续往下翻到罗马书的第五章。And
verse 9.
九节。
In verse 9, we read, much more then, having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
在这里罗马书第五章第九节说，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去愤怒。
The blood shed is the witness that Christ's death has been accomplished.
所以那个血的主耶稣的血，就是一个见证。见证呢，就是主耶稣基督他所做的献祭呢，已经完成了。
Now, what does the blood of Christ mean to you and me?
对主耶稣基督的血，对你我来说有什么意义呢？
It means his life was given for us.
意味着他的生命为我们而舍了。
But then, what does the blood of Christ mean to the Father himself?
所以呢，同样这个主耶稣基督的血对那个父亲，对天父他自己是什么意义呢？
Peter talks about the precious blood of Christ.
使徒彼得谈到呢是主耶稣基督的宝血。
The precious blood of Christ is that life of spotless humanity that the Lord Jesus lived before the eye of his holy Father.
所以呢，这个呢，主耶稣基督的宝血，它意味着主耶稣基督活出了一个完全没有任何的污点的，在他父亲的眼里看到的那样的一个人生。
He did no sin in his life.
所以在主耶稣的生命里呢，从来没有罪。
In him was no sin.
在他里面也没有罪。
That life was a pure and holy life that was lived.
所以这样一个人生呢，是一个纯洁的、圣洁的人生。
And the Father's heart delighted in his Son.
所以那个天父的心呢，是在他的儿子里感到欣慰。
But the Father loved us, and so he gave his Son there upon the cross for us.
因为天父呢也爱我们，所以他在那个，他赐给了我他的爱子在十字架上。
And that blood, that life, was poured out there for us.
所以这样的天，宝血呢，这样的生命呢，在十字架上给我们，倾倒给我们。
The blood of Christ speaks of the great price that had to be paid for our salvation.
所以神的基督的宝血呢，它那个代表了一个巨大的价钱要付，是为了我们的救恩。
And that God paid the ultimate price. There could not be a higher price paid for anything in all of eternity than the life, the blood life of his beloved son.
所以那个神呢，在那里他最终的付出的这个最终的赎价，这个赎价呢，就是说，在永恒里没有任何的赎价能够超过这样一个赎价神所付的，就是他的爱子的宝血和他的生命。
Does this not give us a little more idea into how much God loves you and me?
所以这里能不能让我们看到一点点，就是说神啊，有多么的爱你我呢？
And how much his heart must grieve when men and women refuse his great offer that he made to them.
所以呢，就是说呢，如果人呢拒绝呢这样的神的，付出的这么大的一个代价，那么神的心里有多么的伤心呢？
But think of the great joy that he has when one guilty sinner comes and says, yes, I need the blood of Christ, which the great price, I see the great price, I see the great love, and what joy the Father has when he sees a sinner come and bow in the knee before his throne.
所以呢，当神看到人呢来到他的那个宝座面前，他说呢，我需要这样的主耶稣基督的宝血，我需要我这样的悔改，我需要接受这样的恩赐的话呢，那么神的心里有多大的喜乐呢？
And also, as we move on in the book of Romans, we see Paul's teaching on justification. If we turn now to the verse 18 of that same fifth chapter.
所以这个呢，我们现在继续看一下，在罗马书里这个称义是什么样的一个定义。我们继续看罗马书第五章第十八节，在同一章里往下翻到第十八节。
Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous.
然后第十八节到第十九节说，如此说来，因一人的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一人的义，白得的恩赐，便临到众人，以致称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也被称义了。
So that term justification of life, that refers to the new life that the believer has when they trust Christ and are justified.
所以这里的这个概念呢，实际上是当那个信徒信了主耶稣基督以后呢，他获得了一个新的生命。When
a person believes in the Lord Jesus and they have been declared righteous, they then enter into a brand new relationship with God.
所以当一个人呢信了主耶稣以后呢，他们就被称之为义人，称之为义人以后呢，然后呢，他们和神之间呢有了一个崭新的关系。It doesn't
mean that we just have our sins forgiven and we can go to heaven when we die. That's true, but much more.
也就是你不光光是说呢，我们自己的赦免了以后呢，我们就可以去天堂了。这是个事实，但是呢，还有更多的在里面。What
that means is that God brings us into his very presence as children of God.
所以这个呢，就是神呢把我们带到他的面前，作为神的孩子们。
We're justified by his life. We now live the very life of Christ before the Father.
所以呢，我们就说呢，由他的生命呢，称义了。现在呢，我们在一个圣洁的父面前，我们活出了基督的生命。
And because we are justified and made righteous, we can enter into all the joys and all the blessings that God has for us.
因为我们称义了，所以我们可以进入到神给赐给我们的所有的这样的喜乐和赐给我们所有的这样的福气。
So now, in Adam, of course, verse 18, we read verse 18, in Adam there was a condemnation, but in Christ there is a new life, been saved from wrath to a brand new life.
你这里在第十八节呢，我们读到呢，因为亚当犯了罪呢，我们都被定罪。那么因为主耶稣基督呢，我们所有人都 得了一个新的生命，所以这样呢，我们每一个人都有了一个新的生命，我们呢被拯救，从神的愤怒下拯救出来。
So in our study so far, we've read that we have been justified by grace, we have been justified by faith.
所以呢，在我们的目前所学到的这一部分里面呢，我们知道呢，我们称义是因为神的恩典，我们称义呢是因为信。
We've been justified by resurrection, and we've been justified by his blood.
我们也呢，因他的复活而称义，也因他所为我们流的宝血而称义。
And also we have been justified by life.
同样呢，我们也因他的生命呢而称义。
That is the new life in Christ.
这个就是在基督里的新生命。
But lastly, in the book of Romans, we come to Romans chapter 8.
但是呢，最后呢，在罗马书第八章，我们要来翻到罗马书第八章。
And verse
33. 第三十三节。
Where we read, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
罗马书第八章第三十三节说呢，神能控告神所拣选的人呢，有神称他们为义了。
And so we've been justified, yes, but God is the justifier.
所以呢，是我们是称义呢，但是呢，是的，神是那个称我们为义的。
It's not something we experience, it's something that we claim by faith. Because God, who is invisible, the invisible, invincible God in heaven, has made a promise. And we've read these promises here.
这个呢并不是因为说是我们是那个经历了这样的称义，其实我们是因着信心称义的。信心称义的，因为说是神他是一个看不见的神，所以呢我们因为看不见天上这个神呢，我们因着信心相信呢神给我们称义了，所以我们是因着信称义的。
We just enter into it by believing God's word.
我们只是说是去因为相信神的话，我们就进入到里面就可以。
Now, Paul has taken us through the book of Romans. Again, we go back to our initial verses that we read in Romans chapter 1.
所以实际上呢，那个使徒保罗呢，他在整个罗马书里跟我们讲过称义这件事儿。我们现在回到我们刚开始读的经文，罗马书第一章的第十六、第十七节。
And again, verse 16 to 16 and 17. That's where we started our introduction today.
所以呢，我们再次来看一下罗马书第一章第十六、第十七节，这是我们今天开始所做的介绍的。
He says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the justified or the just shall live by faith.
因为这个第十一节说呢，我不以基督的福音为耻，就福音本身的大能要拯救一切信的，先是犹太人和希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人并因信而生。So
there's a power in the gospel that enables a believer to live the life that life of justification.
所以这里呢，是在福音里呢有这样的权能，权能这样的让基督徒呢，让信徒可以活出一个称义的人生。
Now notice that phrase in the 17th verse is from faith unto faith.
所以呢，你要看看这个在第十七节里所讲的以至于信本乎信。
What does that mean exactly? From faith to faith.
所以这个那个本乎信以至于信是什么意思？
Well, from faith, initial faith, the moment we realize as sinners we need a Savior, and then through faith, by the grace of God, we enter in and have our sins forgiven, and we are justified.
这个从信心到信心呢，是从我们最初的信心。我们这初的信心呢，是相信主耶稣基督，我们的罪已经得赦免了。得赦免呢，从这样的一个信心呢，进入到一个我们如果相信神的恩典，我们就被称义了的这样的一个信心。
And so, having believed and been justified, that we have now entered into all of God's promises for us, and we continue to live by faith.
这个呢，因为我们相信呢，所以我们现在进入到那个所有的神的应许和神的赐福里面，这样呢，我们可以继续去过一个信心的称义的生活。
That is the those that have been justified continue to live by faith.
就是那些已经称义的呢，就会继续因信而活。
Now, one last thought that we have here today is that James seems to contradict Paul in his book, the book of James.
所以我们今天呢，最后的要讲一点呢，就像雅各书里，雅各书里他好像呢是说的跟那个使徒保罗讲的有点相反。Turn
with me to the book of James.
所以大家可以翻到雅各书。And
we read in verse 14.
我们来读一下雅各书第一章第14节。He
says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but does not have works? Can faith save him?" is his question.
Which chapter?
Chapter 2 and verse 14.
大家可以翻到雅各书第二章的第14节。 然后是第二章第14节说呢，我们的弟兄们，有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？信心能救他吗？
Now, is James contradicting Paul by saying that there must be works in order to be justified?
这里是不是那个雅各？他是反对保罗，反对保罗说人必须有工作才能称义呢？
That's the question that some read this, and it says, well, James says you have to add works to it.
这就是有些人所讲的，有些人所讲，他说雅各说呢，你必须有你自己的工作在里面。
It's not good enough to have faith, but you've got to approve yourself to God. You've got to work too.
现在就是你关于信心是不够的，你必须说是要向神证明，用你的行为向神证明，你必须有所行为。
Now, what does James talking about? Is he contradicting Paul?
所以这里雅各是在讲什么呢？他是和雅使徒保罗对立的吗？
Now, there's no contradiction there at all. They're looking at it from two different directions.
所以这里完全没有任何的对立的东西，他们只是从不同的方向来看的。
Justification by faith is Godward. That's what Paul has been writing in the book of Romans. It's God who justifies. It's God who sees the faith of a sinner and justifies him.
所以这个呢，也因信称义呢，是神来让我们称义的。这个在罗马书那使徒保罗所写到呢，是神他让我们称义。
But James is looking at it from a practical point of view. What do your fellow men see?
所以呢，雅各呢，他是从一个实践的方式的去看，他就说呢，你们人怎么去看这个事情？
He says, in verse 14, if someone says he has faith, that is, he professes to have faith, but there's no evidence of it.
就这里讲到的，有人说他有信心，有人说他有信心呢。这个人呢，他先称他是有信心的，但他没有任何的行为呢证明他的信心。
Through faith in God and a changed heart, there will be a changed life, and there will be good works as a result. That's what James is looking for.
所以呢，如果说一个人呢，他通过他的内心，他去相信神，相信神了以后，他被称义了以后呢，他的人生呢会得到改变。如果是说他信了以后，他的人生改变了以后呢，在他人生里的行为呢也会有所改变。这就是说是雅各要说的东西。
In verse 14, he says, can faith save him? In other words, can that kind of faith save him when there is no evidence that the person has a changed life?
所以这个里面呢，后面讲这信心能救他吗？这信心讲到的是属那个内心的信心。如果他说他信了，信了以后，他的人生没有发生任何的改变，他的生命没有任何的改变，他这样的信心能够救他吗？
And so he gives an example in verses 15 and 16 of a selfish person who has no concern for the well-being of his brother.
因为这个呢，他在第十五节、第十六节呢举了一个例子，举了个例子呢，就是一个自私的人。自私的人呢，就是说他对他们、他的那些弟兄姊妹的那些苦难呢，无动于衷。
He says, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, "Depart in peace, be warmed and filled," but you don't give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus, also faith by itself, this kind of faith, just a professed faith, it does not, if it doesn't have works, it's dead.
It is, yeah. You want to continue?
No.
Okay. 所以刚才第十五节、第十六节、第十七节说呢，若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体，也缺了日用的饮食，你们中间有人对他们说平平安安的去吧，愿你们穿的暖吃的饱，却不给他们身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？这样若单有信心而没有行为，信心就是死的。
So what James is concerned about here is it's easy for a person to profess to be something they're not. He's looking for a living faith that and not a dead faith.
这里那个雅各他虽然讲到的是有些人呢，他说他是那样的，但是他却不那样去做。所以雅各在这里他所要追求的呢，就是说是一个活着的信心，而不是一个死的信心。
And then verse 18 we read, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works.
第十八节继续说，你有信心，我也行为；你见你没有行为的信心，这给我看，我便借着我的行为，将我的信心指给你看。Notice
it says, show me, demonstrate your faith. How do we demonstrate something that nobody can see?
所以呢，他这里讲到的呢，就说呢，把你的信心显给我看。 那么我们怎么样去把一个看不见的东西证明给人家看呢？
Nobody can see your faith in God in your heart. They can't look into your heart.
所以呢，没有任何人除了神以外，他可以看到你内心的信心，因为没有任何人可以看到你的内心。But
they can see what your heart does, what your heart promotes in your life.
但是他们可以看见你心里想的，然后你所做的事儿，因为你的心里所去提示，然后你的所有的做出来的事儿。If
someone says, oh, some very selfish person says, yes, I have faith in God.
所以有些人说呢，就是非常自私的人说呢，是的，我在神里面有信心。
But they're not living the life of God. They're still selfish. That their works prove that they don't have faith.
但是他们呢，却不去为神而活。他们仍然过着一个自私的人生。那么他们这样的行为呢，就证明不了他们内心的信心。But
good works, they're the outward demonstration of the new nature within. It's the proof that what they say is true.
这个呢，就说呢，就是一个好的行为呢，他的证明呢，他的内心的那个所有的那个自然的好的自然的属性，这样呢，他们的就可以证明他们所说的事情是真实。
Men can only see what faith we have by our actions.
人呢，只能通过我们的行为呢，来看到我们的信心。And
so he gives us two examples, Abraham and Rahab.
因为他给了我们两个的例子，一个是亚伯拉罕，一个是拉赫。He
says in verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only.
这里呢，刚从21节一直读到了最后一节，第26节。第21节说呢，我们的父亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献在坛上，岂不是因行为称义的吗？ 你看到信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心借着行为才得完全。第23节说，这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕信神就算他为他的义，他又被称之为神的朋友。这样看来，人称义是借着行为，不单凭着信心。So
in verse 21, that's where some people have a problem. Where it says, James says, Abraham was justified by works.
这个呢，就是从前面读到的那些看来呢，有些人呢，他们有个问题，他们有些问题呢，他们就说亚伯拉罕呢，是因为他的行为而称义的。But
Paul said that Abraham was justified by faith.
使徒保罗说亚伯拉罕是因信称义的。Well,
they're talking about two different times in Abraham's life.
因为他们谈到的是亚伯拉罕的人生这两个不同的时段。When
Paul says that Abraham was justified before God, that was when early, when God called Abraham out of the land of Chaldees, and Abraham believed God, and God accounted it to him for righteousness.
这个呢是爸爸那时候谈到的是在刚开始神呢呼召亚伯拉罕从那个哥弟地出来的时候，那么呢亚伯拉罕因为相信神，相信神呢，他就跟着神的话就出来了，出来以后呢，这样呢，在神眼里神看亚伯拉罕是义的。But
men couldn't see that righteousness in Abraham. God could see it. But man could not.
但人呢，看不到亚伯拉罕里面的那样的义。但是人，神是可以看到的，人是看到的。
The works that Abraham performed when he was justified was when he offered his son upon the altar. He gave everything he had. There was an outward works that was the completion of his faith.
因为亚伯拉罕在祭坛上献子的时候呢，人看见了，人看见了，人父那样的行为呢，看见了亚伯拉罕的信心，所以亚伯拉罕信心，因为他献出他的爱子，献出他的一切，来表明了他的信心。
And so we read there that in verse 22, the last phrase, do you see then, or do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect.
因为第二十二节我们可以读到，你看信心是与他的行为并行，而且信心借着行为是得完全吗？
It proved that his was a real and living faith.
所以这里呢，就证明了里面有一个真正的活的信心。
Very simply, Abraham was justified before God by faith. But he was justified, he demonstrated he was justified before man by sacrificing his son upon the altar.
所以这个呢，确实是亚伯拉罕的因着信心呢，在神面前称义呢。但是呢，最后呢，他通过他的行为在人面前证明了他对神的信心，他的称义的信心。
Again, in verse 21, when Abraham was justified by works, it says, the example is not when he wasn't justified by works when he came out of Ur of the Chaldees, but years later, the demonstration was when he offered his son up on the altar.
在这里呢，你看到那亚伯拉罕的一心称义呢，并不是说是他在刚开始不在那个高地的那个儿那里被呼召出来的时候。 证明了他的信心，而是说是在他后来他在祭坛上献出他的爱子的时候，他的这个行为呢，证明了他的信心的存在。
And then he gives the second example is Rahab, the harlot.
第二个那个例子呢，就是那个妓女拿俄。It
says, likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works? When she received the messengers and sent them out another way.
这个里面第二十五节说，妓女拿俄接待使者，又放他们从别的路上出去，不也是一样借着行为称义吗？
So turn with me then to the book of Judges, and we'll look at the account there of Rahab.
大家呢？ 可以放在士师记里面，士师记里面呢，我们那个能够看到那里的证据，而且当时的那个情况是哪何所处的情况。And
we read that, in James says she not only received the, spies, She received the messengers, and then she sent them out another way. So there are two things she did there. First of all, when they came into the city of Jericho, these two spies sent by Joshua to spy out the city, they came to her for lodging. And she received them, and she hid those spies. Under some flax, stalks of flax on the roof.
所以呢，实际上呢，就是说呢，雅各在雅各书里讲到两点，一个呢就是说呢，妓女拿和接受了那两个间谍，然后呢又把他们指出了路，让他们出去。接受这一点呢，实际上呢，当那个约书亚他派两个间谍、两个探子来到这里时候呢，那个妓女拿和他不光是接受的他，就是他也把他们给藏起来了，藏起来藏到那个楼顶上的那个槽里呢。
And then, the king of Jericho had sent to Rahab, said, "Where are those two men who are coming into your house?"
所以呢，然后那个耶利哥的那个统治者呢，就派人来说，那两个人来到你房子里，进到你房子，两个人去哪里了？
And she said, "Well, they're not here. They left just before the gates were closed. If you hurry up, you'll catch them."
所以他们说呢，哦，他们不在这里，不在这里，因为呢，他们刚出去，刚出去呢，就是说呢，如果你继续找那个方向去追呢，你也许能够追上他们。
And then, before they lay down that night to go to sleep, she came to them, it says in verse 8 and 9. She said to them, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who are on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted, neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is the God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now, therefore, I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token and spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have and deliver our lives from death."
Which chapter?
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 13. Okay. The book of Judges?
Judges, yes. Judges. Didn't I say Judges? Maybe not.
Yeah, you say Judges. Judges chapter 2?
Yeah. Verse 8 to 13.
Judges chapter 2, verse...
Or Joshua, sorry, Joshua.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That would make sense.
Yeah. That would really confuse you.
大家可以翻到约书亚记啊，约书亚记，约书亚记第二章，约书亚记第二章第八到第十三节，我跟大家读一下约书亚记第八章。第二章约书亚记第二章第八节，他们还没有躺下，女人就上房，这是那个拿和到他们那里，对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给了你们，并且你们的缘故我们都惊慌，这地的一切居民因为你们都消化了，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候，耶和华怎样在你们前面使红海的水干了，并且你们怎样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩，将他们进行毁灭，我们一见这些事情就消化了，因你们的缘故并无一人有胆量，耶和华你们的神本是天上地上的神，现在我既仁慈待你们，求你们指着那耶和华向我起誓要仁慈待我父家，并给我一个真实的记号，要救活我的父母兄弟姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们性命不死。
So another question is, when was she justified by faith?
所以呢，现在另外一个问题呢，就是说呢，她什么时候是让因信而称义的呢？
She said, was she heard what God had done for the children of Israel in the mighty miracles that he had performed for them. She knew that as she says, that Your Lord, your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
这个呢，是他当听到了，听到神所那个在以色列人身上行的一些奇迹和神迹和做的那些奇事，所以呢，他这个时候，他是因为这个时候他因信称义的。
She had believed already.
所以这个时候他已经信了。
There were a lot of people in the city of Jericho that believed that, and they were all afraid of the God of heaven.
所以在那里有很多人呢，他们都相信那个他们在所听见那些事情，然后他们很多人都害怕那个天上的神。
But they didn't act upon their knowledge.
但他们并没有说，因为他们有这样的知识，他去采取行动。
She had already believed, and now, through being justified by her faith, she was now going to act, and she saved the two lives of the two spies when she received them, and then sent them out another way.
所以实际上呢，他们已经信了。那么现在呢，就是说是实现他信心的时候了。这个时候呢，他们他是一通过让这两个间谍把他们放了，来实现了他的信心的。
Now there are many that believed in the city of Jericho. They believed that God was powerful. The God of the Israelites was powerful.
因为耶利哥城呢，当时有很多人，他们相信的那个神是非常有全能的。
But it wasn't a saving faith. Their faith was dead because they did not act upon it.
所以呢，他们那个时候呢，并没有展示他们的信心。所以呢，当时呢，他们信这样的事情，但他们信心却是死的，他们并没有去在他们的信心上有所行为。
But Rahab believed. She was justified by faith before God, and she was justified before mankind by her actions, her good actions in saving the spies.
但是那个拿合呢，他就是证明了他的信心，他在人面前证明了他的信心，就是通过放了那两个探子来证明他的信心。
So there we've had a walk through the book of Romans, justification by grace, by faith, and by resurrection.
所以呢，我们通过呢罗马书，我们就知道我们信心是因着恩典称义的，我们是因着信心称义的，我们是因着那个生命称义的。
Justified by the blood, the very price that was paid.
所以呢，也是由着那个主耶稣基督的宝血称义的。
And justification of life, it's a living faith.
所以呢，这是由着生命而称义的，就是一个活的生命。
And then we see that God was the justifier.
然后我们看到神才是让我们称义的那一位。
And then we, lastly, in the book of James, he insists that justification is a living faith. It will produce good works.
所以呢，最后呢，我们在那个这个雅各书我们读到呢，就是我们称义呢是一个活的信心，活的信心呢，我们会因为我们称义而去有好的行为。
Now, we're happy to see that our brother Harold Summers has made it back all the way back from the smoky Okanagan, and we'll ask him if he would just.Close in prayer for us this evening.
所以我们非常高兴呢，我们的 Howard 弟兄呢，从格拉根那个山火里面那边那浓烟很大回来了，所以我们请求他来给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Well, again, I'm glad to be with you this evening. Sorry that I was late, but encouraged by the good message on the subject of justification. Thank you, Eric. Let's pray.
现在再一次，我非常高兴的能够跟大家在一起。但是因为他尽管他稍微上的有点迟到了，但是他非常受鼓舞，因为艾瑞克斯给我们分享的这个诚意，所以我们来祷告。
Lord, we're still amazed when we contemplate the subject of justification. How could it be that sinners like us could be declared to be righteous?
所以呢，主啊，我们呢，在一再的去默想这些默想，所以我们感到的非常的惊奇。像我们这样的一个罪人，怎么可能被称之为义人呢
？And we know that the only way you could make it possible was for the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay the price that had to be paid for all of our sin.
所以呢，主啊，我们知道呢，唯一的可能性就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死，然后呢，为所有的罪呢付上了赎价。
And we believe, Lord, we thank you that the Bible says that we are justified by faith. We believe it. You say, all right, if you believe it, I will declare you righteous. We say, hallelujah.
所以呢，主啊，我们也知道圣经告诉我们说呢，我们是因信称义的。所以呢，我们知道呢，神说呢，好吧，如果你相信呢，我就称你为义人，我看你为义人啊，哈利路亚。
So Lord, we thank you then for the justification that you have given us, and our prayer is that we might prove that faith, that justification.By our works. That's our commitment. That's our purpose. Lord, help us to prove every day that we are justified by faith by living for Jesus.
所以主啊，我们知道呢，就是说呢，感谢你告诉我们是称义，我们是因信称义。我们也祈求呢，在我们每一天的人生中间呢，因为我们的行为可以证明我们是被称义了，这是我们的承诺，也是我们要去做的。我们要每天去证明来我们所才我们的信心，证明我们是称义的人生。
And so, Lord, we give thanks and pray that you will help us, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以呢，主啊，我们献上感恩呢，祈求您帮助我们。我们呢，献上感恩和祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.